Welcome to the Kanduku Youth Dance Creative Resources. These resources have been developed by Kanduku artist Susanna Dye for you to find new ways to enjoy dancing and being creative in your own home. But please take care. Be aware of your surroundings, don't take any unnecessary risks, and be responsible for your own body. Be sure not to do anything that causes pain. Remember, you know your body best. Happy creating. For this week's movement task, Kanduku Youth Dance Creative Assistant Susanna Dye invites you to make a dance using a chair that you have in your house. This might be a desk chair or a kitchen chair. It might even be an armchair. So, you're going to imagine that you have a bright searchlight on a specific part of your body. It can be quite small, but it's really, really bright. So let's say that you start off by imagining that this light is on the tip of one of your fingers. Now you are going to let this searchlight explore different parts of the chair. To do this, we're going to focus on three words: over, around, and underneath. So, first of all, find a movement that takes the searchlight over the chair in some way. And then a movement that allows your searchlight to see around a part of the chair. And finally, a movement that takes your searchlight underneath the chair in another way. Once you have explored over, around, and under movements with this first body part, you can transfer the searchlight to another part of your body and explore over, under, and around your chair again. See what new movement possibilities are created when the searchlight is moved to a different body part. Repeat this process until you have explored your chair with four different body parts. Then you can link them all together to create a sequence if you would like to. In Susanna's sequence, we see her use four different body parts, which are her fingertip, her nose, then her elbow, and then her knee to explore her chair. With her fingertips, Susanna extends her arm over the chair, and the searchlight on her fingertips follows the outline of the back of the chair and all the way down along the armrest. Her fingertips then do a little curve around one of the front legs of the chair. And then we see her turning her palm over and reaching her arm underneath the chair as far as it will go before she then brings it back out. With her nose, Susanna stands up and her nose takes her into a tip over the back of the chair. And then that light on her nose takes Susanna's head through one of the side windows in the armrest so that her head curves around and over and is back looking at the camera again. This is followed by Susanna snaking her head through the front gap underneath the chair, and then she brings it back out again. With her elbow, Susanna arcs her elbow up and over from the front chair leg all the way up the outside and then curving over the armrest. Susanna then sits in the chair as her elbow takes a journey following the curve of the back of the chair as far as possible before coming back and then sweeping down to see the underneath surface beneath the chair. And finally, with her knee, her leg lifts and curves backwards, taking Susanna into a balance where her head is tipped forward towards the camera. This means that the searchlight on her knee can look over the back of the chair towards the space behind Susanna. Susanna then comes back onto balance and turns to face the chair. The other knee now bends into the space of the seat and follows the outline of the seat to trace around this inner space of the chair. And finally, with a bent knee, Susanna reaches underneath the front of the chair, tracing the searchlight in a semicircle. We would love to hear how you found this creative task. You can feedback to us using the feedback form that we've created, and there's a link below. Or if that format doesn't work for you, you can email the director of Kanduko's youth dance program, Kimberly, at kimberly@kanduko.co.uk. That way you could send us an image, you can send us an audio recording, you could even send us a video if you'd like to tell us about your experience. We look forward to hearing from you.